Actually, not to me, but and it helps you because it gets my files clearly established as being yours, not mine, and clearly under a secure thing, which is very much to both of our interests. And the only thing that worries me about it, and I'm deeply worried about it, is that that's the first step, and that garment in this paroxysm of self-righteousness is going to decide that the FBI or justice or himself or somebody should start going through those files to be sure there isn't any evidence in there.
I'm sure.
And that's something you're the only one that can stop. But I don't need to tell you what's in the files. So.
Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, they're my files.
They're your files. There's no question about that. And they've got to be understood to be your files. And you can't let some little guy decide that he'd like to go through it. Because in those files, I can't get them out, are all my notes, all my log from my notes, all my tapes that I've dictated at night from the notes.
Of course, my tapes to you.
A lot of things you've asked me about.
Right, and, no, don't worry.
All the stuff on, the record with Henry and Bill.
Christ, my wife.
Shanghai, and that's right. I mean, it's all there, and it's all there for you, but because, and I think it's good for you to have it, but.
Why don't you think that the guy who used to take the line, those files belong to me?
Absolutely.
And when they subpoena anything, you could say you don't need things to have to do with,
you can't go into anything. They're your files.
No.
I don't have any documents. All I have is my notes.
The other thing is, you give some thought to the organization thing. I know you have, somebody was suggesting pushing very hard coming in. Just the fact they like him, they need a good man to have around.
That, in my view, would be, well, as a congressional relations guy, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
But if you're going to bring him in to run anything, I think he has proven his total weakness and total lack of loyalty to you in the crunch, I think. In the way he played this game, he played for the Republican Party and the hell with the president.
About everybody did.
Well, about, but not quite.
No.
But I'll tell you, the thing that, and he may have raised it with you, but Bob Finch had an idea. Mm-hmm. I wish to hell I had thought of it. And I told him that I've stewed over for 2 days now trying to figure out what's wrong with it, and I can't find anything wrong with it, and about 500,000 things right with it. And that is that you move at least on a temporary basis, and it could be done temporarily, that you move Al Hagen here in my place.
Why would you do it? God, only he would do it.
Well, on a temporary basis, he doesn't have any choice. You could simply tell him, direct him. You're his commander-in-chief. Direct him that he is temporarily relieved of his duty as vice chief of staff and is chief of staff of the White House. Now, I saw our generals over here running his staff. He had a good pastor running around as his staff secretary. Was Persons still on active duty? Okay, well, Persons was. But this guy can be on a temporary basis. You're in a crisis period now.
Sure.
And I'm deeply concerned that you've got the problem now for... Maybe it's only a week or two.
Maybe it's for months.
But it may be for a few months. But you've got a problem where you've got... And George Shultz is just banging to get into you, but he's got all kinds of ideas. He's got to tell you how to appoint a special prosecutor, and he's going to tell you that you should take the initiative to make presidential assistance subject to Senate confirmation. And, there's all this shit where all these people are coming up with ideas, and they all want to give them to you. And as John told you, the vice president can't go around and find out who's going to control that. They want to get to you. But you've got to have somebody here, and the closest you got, the one guy I think you've got here that will not move, and that it will be a pillar of strength for you, is Roy Ash. He'll do what you tell him to do, and he will not exceed it.
Well, if I can't get out, I think I'll go to Lynch.
Well, that would be your next best bet, but you'd have to clearly, it would be hard to do. And Al has another advantage, which is he can deal with that problem, which is, that's the other thing that worries me in pulling out, is that problem is going to be very tough to deal with. I'm just saying stuff so well. It's ridiculous how I said. But the more I think Al knows this place,
you're able to sit and talk about. You need somebody here that you can talk some of this stuff through with, and that worries me, because you shouldn't. You
got anybody to talk to.
You got all these weak clowns who are want to sell out to the press, sell out to the liberal establishment,
yeah.
Sell out to everything that's around, and that's
right.
That's
well, I don't talk to them. That's why I don't talk to anybody.
Well, but you
know what I mean.
I know. But Al knows how this place works.
But I need somebody to talk.
He knows how to keep it. He's tough. He's tough as hell. But he doesn't look tough, which is an advantage over me. I mean, he doesn't act, you know, belligerently tough. So. You'd be a good signal that way. And I do, if I did it, I'd do it temporarily. I'd do it like today or tomorrow. And I'd just say, come over here and for the time being, sit in Haldeman's office, take over Haldeman's job, and you're chief of staff of the White House, pro tem. And I don't know how it would work out. The Army can sure as hell get along without it for a month or two. Schultzes of the world, people like that, because he's as smart as they are and knows how what their maneuvering is up to.
Why did Schultz return to maneuver? They all
maneuver. Ash will play it down the middle. Ash was in, I've talked to most of them, but Ash is saying that he said if he can get anything set here, one way or another, work it out so that the president doesn't get forced to decisions because everybody's pushing it or going to try to into the wrong things. And he doesn't need to do anything to retain people's support.
I talked to Bob John today about this really tragic situation about that silly goddamn break in California. And, you know, just another one of the bad break.
Yep.
And, you know, why didn't we report it earlier where there's Justice Department had the goddamn thing? They had it for, you know, so that's what I.
Well, that's what we were. That's what I have heard. I didn't have the stuff.
We didn't know anything. We didn't know anything about it. I think that's one of the things people told us in that conversation. Mark, you know what I mean about that? The hunt thing. But anyway, John Irwin made an interesting point that Dean had told Krogh that Peterson had. But they decided that it was, you know, nothing to use. It didn't relate to the trial.
So there was no point in your telling anybody. I mean, the Justice Department had it.
Well, that was the point.
So what are you supposed to do?
And the people were fired. There wasn't anybody to inform.
Yeah, but it's, goddamn, each one of them is just, you know, one more messy thing.
I know. Well, let me say that I appreciate your strength and the way you're always so upbeat. We really miss you around here.
Well,
so I don't have anybody now to, you know, to sort of, I need somebody to kind of lean on.
That's why I wish you'd get Al over. If you're not in the world, I think you can, can do that. But.
Is there any way you privately could talk to him about it?
Of course.
You mind?
Not at all.
Say, listen, I just desperately need somebody for the good of the country for temporary additional duty for the next 30 days. And I will do that, and then I'm going to have to talk cold turkey with him about this country. Of course, all of his dreams and desires are to go someplace else, and they will be smashed with this. But he isn't needed in the Army. He can still live there, you know.
Oh, sure.
I had sent one trip to Cambodia and other places.
This will just be a temporary assignment for now. That may be all you need. You may find another way to put this together. Let him work on that.
What do you think about
it? He's a good organization, man. He's a good structural man.
What do you think about it?
Oh, sure. But you've got to buy time. You can't sell
it. For example, I have let people say to replace Timothy right away.
Well, there's some appeal to that, except that, Christ, if you got a clean guy, you better hang on to him. You don't have very many people who try to know the ropes around here.
Gotta say that thing, too. He's a good worker.
Sure he is. And he's a stand-up guy.
You know, you gotta have the Connell, isn't it? Something did he take guts to move today?
Yeah, but it's a hell of a shrewd move.
You think it is?
Oh, hell yes. One thing there, maybe John raised it with you, but we have the question of executive privilege still at the grand jury.
Right.
And Garment, our lawyers have never worked with Garment. Garment just doesn't know what to do, they say. And the question is, if they ask for information on communications, or if they ask us to produce or attempt to subpoena reports or instructions
from the president,
to the president, do you want to waive executive privilege or do you want to claim it? Our position is if you waive executive privilege, then all the files go and everything else. We'll just want to tell you how to claim it. And if I have to testify to what I've said to you or what you've said to me,
I would not waive.
I think we're just down to twos.
I would waive. You would say you will testify in any of your own knowledge, but it would be only communications to and from the president.
You're going to have to instruct Merriman as to that because he has to appear with us and make the claim for privilege, apparently. So I can't claim that you have to.
When does Merriman have to be instructed?
It doesn't matter if the informal hearing is when we go before the grand jury, which is tomorrow afternoon. We'll take the position informally. Merriman, we don't want the government to say, right? And we'll meet with Dash, I guess, on Friday morning. He's got to be there because we get to the same question with the Senate committee.
That's correct. Well, God, I don't think anybody can really seriously question.
We won't have much trouble with the Senate committee. Our guys don't. Yeah. But they do think we'll have trouble. We might have trouble with the grand jury. But they may feel that the privilege doesn't extend to a criminal proceeding.
Well, you say there were no criminal acts.
No, but see, they don't reach to your criminal acts. If there's any criminal act on the president, that's got to be dealt with by impeachment, not by the judicial process. So they don't have. I guess think we're on sound ground, but they don't. The problem is they don't have any confidence in Lynn's conviction that he's on sound grounds, and so he's got to be instructed.
I mean, he doesn't want to prove the claim privilege.
Well, they have a feeling that he just doesn't know what to do.
You got something in a piece of paper prepared for me and have it in my desk.
sure.
Bob, I don't know.
It would be nice for you to do it, and you can.
You think I should stick it up?
You have to.
That's what it was all about.
You got to. It's too bad. In a lot of ways, I can sure see why you would want to chuck it.
Well, we'll survive.
You'll survive. You'll come out better in the long haul for it, as we all will.
We'll survive. How do your lawyers feel over there? You're going to have a tough time.
Yeah. We have a tough time because we're under a Verizon's. You know, time started today. It's unstopped.
That's Dean's account, I suppose.
Dean of the Senate Committee.
Was that what he was?
And they're leaking. Everything's leaking. It's all in the paper.
Say, or you and Dr. Garlick and they ran the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is pure bullshit.
Absolutely. And fortunately in that, which is good, they've got enough specifics that are totally and provably false that it helps. I mean, all of their...
My point.
Well, that this was worked out at meetings, at secret meetings at the committee of re-elect headquarters, where I was never there. It's a committee we went over.
Right. They can never put me in that committee, but I've gone through all the communications with Dean and Mitchell and so on, and they were damn few during that period. So if I was engineering something, I was doing it by mental telepathy.
Or something. Tired,
strong man.
I think, you went down.
Sorry, Monday night, I think prepared for me and have it, you know, I guess.
I'm sure.
Bob, I don't know.
It would be nice,
Bob. I don't know.
It would be nice for you to do it. You can't. For you to do it.
You have to stick it up.
You have to. You can't.
You think I should stick it up?
You have to.
That's what it was all about.
You got to. It's too bad.
That's what it was all about.
You got to. It's too bad. In a lot of ways, I can sure see why you would want to chuck it.
Well, we'll survive.
You'll come out better in the long haul for it, as we all will.
Do you want to know?